Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of December 2019. Bombay High Court has confirmed the life imprisonment awarded to mafia don Arunji Gawli under the Maharashtra Control of Organized Crime Act, 1999 by a trial court in 2012 for the murder of a Shiv Sena municipal corporator. The court confirmed the sentence on Gawli, a former member of Legislative Assembly and some other associates involved in the crime. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea seeking direction to link social media accounts with Aadhaar to control fake news. The court noted that the information related to the 80% genuine users cannot be passed on to foreign companies even if 20% social media accounts are bogus. Apex Court has ordered an interim stay on the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal's ruling on the resolution of debt ridden Orchid Pharma. The NCLAT had set aside the National Company Law Tribunal's approval of a resolution plan by Gurgaon-based Dhanuka Laboratories for Orchid and remitted the matter to the NCLT, observing that it quoted an amount below the liquidation value and could not be approved. Apex Court has clarified that for the purposes of levy of sales tax, the place of the contract for transfer of right to use of goods is relevant than the location of goods. The court further noted that the deemed sale takes place at the site where the right to use the goods is transferred. Moreover, it is of no relevance whether goods are delivered under the right to transfer to use them. Supreme Court has allowed Viapam scam accused Sanket Vaidya to travel abroad for further studies on the ground that he furnishes a fixed deposit of 1.26 crore rupees with the trial court and a surety from his father that he will appear for hearings. Supreme Court has ruled that the preliminary inquiry is not mandatory in all corruption cases and a formal or informal information disclosing a cognizable offence will be sufficient to initiate prosecution. The type of preliminary inquiry, if necessary, will depend on the facts and circumstances of each case, it said. Supreme Court of India has ruled that the orders passed by the High Court which are contrary to the subsection 8 of Section 67 of the Central Goods and Services Act, 2017 shall not be given effect to by the authorities. Instead, the authorities shall process the claims of the concerned assessee afresh as per Section 67 of the Act. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the government to implement the regulations providing mechanism to deal with medical corruption in Jammu and Kashmir. The court, while closing a resuo mato pil which it had initiated after taking cognizance of articles published in Greater Kashmir and the Hindu in 2016, directed Financial Commissioner Health and Medical Education to provide wide publicity to Indian Medical Council, Professional Conduct, Etiquette and Ethics, Regulations, 2002. Madras High Court has observed that a live-in relationship of two adults is not deemed to be an offence and has said terming the occupation of a hotel room by such unmarried couples will not attract a criminal offence. The court noted that apparently there were no laws or regulations forbearing unmarried persons of the opposite sex to occupy hotel rooms as guests. Allahabad High Court has rejected the petition that had challenged Prime Minister Narendra Modi's election from the Varanasi parliamentary constituency. The court passed the order on an election petition filed by Tej Bahadur Yadav, a dismissed CRPF constable who was declared by the Samajwadi Party as its Varanasi candidate in the last Lok Sabha elections. Jharkhand High Court has rejected bail to incarcerated RJD chief Lalu Prasad Yadav in a fraud scam case pertaining to fraudulent withdrawal of 3.97 crore rupees from the Dumka Treasury in the 1990s. The court dismissed the bail petition of the former Bihar chief minister on the ground that he has not completed half of his prison term handed by the special CBI court in the case. Delhi High Court has directed the AAP government and the prison authorities to ensure that convicts and under trials are provided only those items in jail which are permissible under the rules and nothing extra. Bombay High Court has quashed an order of the family court, Nanded, directing the husband to visit an in vitro fertilization expert against his wishes in pursuance of the wife's desire for another child. The court said that the family court's order was shocking to the judicial conscience of the court. Allahabad High Court has ruled that the APJ Abdul Kalam Technical University could not delete their names from the college enrollment list merely because the school was found to be non-recognized post-admissions. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has asked the Ministry of External Affairs to consider recognizing the medical degree of a Kashmiri who pursued her MBBS from a college in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. The court observed that it was only after the permission given by the ministry that the student, Hadiya Chisti, went to pursue her studies in POK. Delhi High Court has stayed the operations of a new committee that was formed by the Sports Ministry to review the draft National Code for Good Governance in Sports, 2017. The 13-member panel that was formed only last month to give their suggestions for making it acceptable to all the stakeholders so that there is a sync between government and all stakeholders and a balance is struck between autonomy of NSF's visa. This need for transparency and accountability exists only in name as of today. Delhi High Court has directed the center, the AAP government and municipal bodies in the city to procure and provide anti-rabies vaccines in sufficient quantities at regular intervals to hospitals run by them in the national capital. The direction came while disposing of a public interest litigation initiated by the court on its own on the basis of a news report which highlighted the shortage of anti-rabies injections in Delhi.